This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Department of Commerce will close the state's wait list for housing choice vouchers, commonly known as Section 8 vouchers, later this month. There are about 3,000 households on the wait list for the rental assistance program, but starting August 15th and until further notice, none of those applicants will receive vouchers and no new households will be added to the list. Housing choice vouchers help eligible recipients, including low-income families, older people, and those with disabilities, to pay for housing on the private market. About 3,300 households currently receive rental assistance vouchers through the state program, and another 4,000 households receive federal assistance through subsidies for specific properties. Michael O'Neill, executive director of the Helena Housing Authority, says he regularly sees people spending well over a year on the wait list. He says one major reason is that it's getting harder for those receiving vouchers to find housing using them. O'Neill said only 40% receiving a voucher are able to lease up using that voucher, which I think is a broken promise. We have to fix some of the fundamentals in the program, O'Neill said. The average rent in Lewis and Clark County, Helena, is now $1,493, up 3.7% since last year, but up a whopping 59% since 2019. Over those same 5 years, the average rent rose 30% in Missoula County, 35% in Flathead and Yellowstone counties, 43% in Cascade County, and 49% in Gallatin County. How much a voucher will pay is determined by the fair market rent, an amount calculated by the Department of Housing and Urban Development to mirror how much it would take to rent a moderately priced dwelling in a given area. But data on Montana rents aren't being collected accurately because of the state's low population, and the current fair market rates are far short of where they should be. Montana recently tasked a state behavioral health commission to spend $1 million on a study of fair market rents in Montana. O'Neill said, "We think it will make a tremendous difference for some of our most vulnerable being able to afford a place to live and making sure that we're receiving in our communities the federal rental assistance dollars that we need and that our landlords are getting paid to help address the high costs that they're facing as well," O'Neill said. The wait list will remain open until August 15th, and the Department of Commerce and the Housing Choice Voucher Program will continue to accept applications until then. A century ago, the 1924 Summer Olympics were held in Paris. More than 3,000 athletes competed in the Games, including 135 women. One of the most notable gold medal winners from the 1924 Olympics was Richard Norris Williams, a Titanic survivor who escaped the ill-fated ship that sank in the North Atlantic after hitting an iceberg. Williams survived by jumping into the below-freezing ocean waters. His father died when the first funnel fell from the ship, but 21-year-old Williams was able to swim and reach a lifeboat. After a doctor told Williams that his frozen legs would need to be amputated, the aspiring tennis professional said, "I'm going to need these legs." When Williams made it aboard the first ship to the site of the sinking, the Carpathia, Williams insisted on walking around the deck until gradually recovering the feeling in his legs. Following the sinking of the Titanic, Williams had a successful tennis career, and 10 years after the Titanic sinking, in the 1924 Olympics in Paris, Williams won a mixed doubles gold medal with his tennis partner, Hazel Hotchkiss-Whiteman. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.